Welcome to your five for the day. For many people, the symbol of a cross, especially a wooden cross, speaks to them straight away of Calvary, where Jesus was crucified. For others, it is a piece of jewellery either hung around their necks or on a bracelet on their wrist. Those who have these objects do so either from a religious commitment or, on the other hand, like it as a fashionable item to be worn. Those who wear such items have either chosen it for themselves or have been given it as a gift. I am wondering, as I speak today, how many realize the true significance of the cross, especially as it applies to Jesus and his crucifixion. For one man in history, it assumed a tremendous, probably life-changing significance, as, since the time of Jesus, he has been linked to the cross of Jesus. The man in question is referred to as Simon of Cyrene. Cyrene being a coastal town in the modern-day country of Libya in North Africa. It appears he had made the long overland trek to Jerusalem to be there for the Jews' annual festival of Passover, our Easter time. Unwittingly, he got caught up in the crowd lining the route to Calvary, where, that day, there were going to be crucified three men. Two of them were guilty of robbery with violence, and fully admitted publicly that they deserved the judgment passed on them. The third man being crucified was a bit of a mystery, as so many people in his various trials had confirmed his innocence of the charges brought against him. Indeed, the Roman judge had pronounced that he found no fault in the man standing before him. Yet here Jesus was, on his way to be crucified. This, at the time, was the cruelest form of death ever devised. It was a long, lingering, agonizing death to be avoided at all costs. On the way to Calvary, Jesus had to carry his own cross. But on the way, this innocent bystander, Simon of Cyrene, was pressed into carrying Jesus' cross. No one in their right mind would have wanted this job, for the cross was seen as an emblem of a curse, and the person occupying the cross was seen to be under a curse, at least in the eyes of the Jewish scriptures. The Bible makes it clear that Jesus was going to Calvary to be crucified in order to take God's punishment for the sins of mankind, for mine and yours. Whilst Simon could carry the cross, there was no way he or anyone else could carry the weight of our sins. This was something only Jesus, as the sinless Son of God, could undertake. And amazingly, he did so willingly. He did so in order that people like me and you could receive God's forgiveness for our sin and be made fit for his home of heaven. When I think of all that death by crucifixion entailed, I marvel that Jesus should die in my place. But it wasn't only the physical punishment inflicted on his body that was agonizing in itself, that could ever deal with the problem of sin. It was the lone 3 hours of darkness when his holy soul became answerable for my sin, when he was forsaken of God, that makes Calvary so special and life-giving. The Apostle John sums it up beautifully when he writes, "The Son of God loved me and gave himself for me." In view of that, have we thanked him? Have we asked him for forgiveness? Have we trusted him? Why not register that today and enjoy his full and free salvation? God bless you, and thank you for listening.